This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, it's a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for spending your time with me. I really mean that sincerely. Thank you for being with me. I know there's a boatload of other shows you could be listening to, watching, whatever, but you've chosen this one. I guess that really shows me how smart you are. Anyway, head up to the website. You know, you can watch live, listen live, and all that, but you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All that stuff you've been taught to be afraid of over the last few years. You're going to find out you don't have to be afraid of it. You know, it's a bunch of, as our buddy says, it's a bunch of malarkey. And you've been led to believe that there's hateful groups on the right. Well, guess what? There are. And there's hateful groups on the left. And there's hateful groups in the middle. And there's hateful groups who pretend to be in the left. And the right. Got to do your homework. You got to pay attention. You got to know what's going on around you. God forbid, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, the craziness that's going on around us. I, for my Christian friends, pray for Jesus to come back soon. Seriously. Because I don't want any more people hurt. I mean, this is just getting out of control. So guess what? Gender X, you know, California may be the first state to create a broad, non-binary option on your driver's license, on application. How does that translate to other states and other places? I'm curious. Because, you know, you don't automatically, just because something's a law in one state doesn't mean it's picked up in another or honored in another. When Californians are designated by gender on a driver's license, a birth certificate, or any other state identification, there are two possibilities right now, male or female. See, I have a different viewpoint on that. I think we should put P or V. You figure it out. Then we soon have a third option. What, eunuch? A bill advertising... Oh, I'm sorry. A bill advancing in the legislature would allow Californians to opt for non-binary in the gender marker on anything on a state identification. Now, I heard that. It's not clear which alphabetical abbreviation will be used. We'll just use N for non-binary, right? Now, it seems like they want to use X, which is kind of weird. I don't know why that. It appears to be a leading candidate. That would make California the first state in the nation to fully depart from the rigid either or categorization of gender. See, I don't know why they don't have you. You either have one or you don't. What's the problem? Or for those of you who prefer the feminine side first, you say you don't have one or you do. Embracing a more fluid understanding of the term, well, at least on paper, Senate Bill 179 introduced by Democrat Senator Tony Atkins, and from San Diego, Scott, I'm sorry, he's from San Diego, Scott Wiener, not the same Scott Wiener that we all know and don't love. He's from San Francisco. What's that? And yeah, but some people don't pay attention to first names. Some people barely pay attention to who's from where. That's already cleared the Senate, set to be considered soon in the Assembly. The bill would also make it easier for transgender Californians to legally change their designation gender on estate documents, including minors who receive parental consent. So that means five-year-olds are going to be able to decide. Now, we're not talking 16, because you don't understand California. Minors will be able to, at school and every place else, will be able to decide, because that's state. Non-binary is a catch-all category that includes those who are intersex, born with a combination of male and female. We had a different name for them. What was their name before? When they had male and female parts?
I think it is
intersex. No, there was another name for it we used to use. Anyway, and it wasn't bad. Biological character, along with those who feel that neither category, male nor female, really reflect their gender. Okay, that'd be nice. The concept has gained credibility with millennials who show an unprecedented willingness to challenge traditional gender designations. Fusion's massive millennial poll found that half of the millennials, their ages 18 to 34, believe gender is a spectrum and that some people fall outside traditional categories. And when it comes to describing themselves, 12% of millennials said in a survey for the LGBTQ advocacy organization, GLAAD, that they don't consider themselves cisgender. This is a term that their personal identity or gender corresponds to the sex of their birth certificate. So they don't agree with what nature / God gave them. So they're going to ignore it, call it something else. That's sane, right? South California adopted a non-binary, or should California adopt a non-binary category? If it will still lag far behind Facebook. Social media giant offers users more than 50 custom gender options, including non-binary, bi-gender, gender non-conforming, gender queer, and gender fluid. The Shun State of Oregon Transportation Commission agreed to issue driver's licenses with a non-binary designation for the first time in the United States. The California law takes it a step further, requiring non-binary options on all state identification documents. We're going to go to break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. estate, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style but no one else.
We are back.
He was the top man at his craft.
You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's a little when a plan comes together, like never. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, whenever I do these stories, or stories like this one, I always love the fact because the people in the LGBTQ community, they come unglued on me. You know, I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, and I'm not even the one writing about it. They are. Somebody else is writing about it. And some of these are publications that they trust. And because I'm reading it, it's coming off my lips, it's a bad thing. You know? Anyway, we're talking about But if you want to call in on this, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Student posted an article called Being Any Gender is a Drag. I don't know what they're talking about. Never found it to be a drag. Most people I talk to never found it to be a drag. The only ones that find it to be a drag is some of these millennials, or a good majority of millennials, who really don't want any real guidelines. Kind of want to make it up as they go. Work the hours they want to work. Get paid what they believe they should be paid. Come up with words that have never been in the dictionary before. You know, it's one thing to have some common sense or reality behind what you're saying. But because you don't identify with a gender doesn't mean there isn't one. And again, take it back to the rudimentary point. Okay? If you don't want to be identified with the parts and pieces you were when you were born, then let's identify you with the DNA chromosomes that you had when you were born, because you can't get away from those. You can't just change those. So instead of calling you male and female, well, how about we call you X and Y? What do you think? And if you don't like that, then why don't we just call you P and V? You know what that stands for? And that's simple. That way there, you don't have to. Yeah, but then you can complain, well, then I'm identified by my body parts. Yes, that would be true. Because what other way do we have to identify you? If you don't come up with identification, and you want to change it from moment to moment, if we identify you by your body parts, then you can change your gender anytime you want to. And it doesn't affect anything else, because your license would still have a P or a V. Your state ID would have a P or a V. Your application would have a P or a V. For you, I'm sorry to say it this way, but I'm going to. For you morons who think there's absolutely no difference between the two, it shows you what low IQ you have. No, maybe I'm wrong here. Somebody help straighten me out, because I like to be educated or informed. Do not women suffer from different diseases and issues than men do? Don't men suffer? Can a woman get prostate cancer? Unlikely. Right. Because we're equal, right? I mean, so what is it? What is it? Is it prostate? Is the cancer like prejudice against women or something? Oh, you don't have a prostate. Ah, that's a problem.
Not for me.
But we're equal. We're all the same, right? There's no differences. This is the asinine part. I believe that women suffer from bone issues more than men do. Right? I don't know of any person born with male parts, traditional male parts, in my family ever had to have a hysterectomy. Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I could be wrong. So just from a basic biological standpoint, you're wrong. You're incorrect. There is a difference. And your hypocrisy comes because you keep telling people like me, because I believe in a God, that science is real and I'm wrong. Well, then if science is real, you're a hypocrite. You're confused. Or you're a liar. You're being disingenuous about what's going on. Anyway, in June, the State of Oregon Transportation Commission agreed to issue those driver's licenses. The State of California went further. They're putting it on all state documents. Now that, because, you know, because California's an innovator, and since Germany and New Zealand and India have decided to do it, we should, right? Well, the bathroom bill legislation has placed state houses in Texas, North Carolina, at the front lines of the nation's culture war. You know, it has brought to light this question of gender identity. SB 179 has so far enjoyed a relatively peaceful passage through the state legislature. Of course, this is California. Anything that has to do with sexual orientation, any kind of sex, anything, including, you know, sex education from our two-year-olds on up, anything that has to do with that, they're all for. Because they're progressive thinkers, right? Despite the not unexpected objections of conservative religious groups, the bill has so far glided through committees in both chambers, with all Democrats and more than a few Republicans voting in favor. Now, supporters of the bill say the non-binary marker would allow those who do not identify as either male or female to more easily navigate the tasks of daily life, from making a credit card purchase to boarding an airplane to buying a beer without subjecting themselves to embarrassment of misunderstanding. Really? Seriously. So when you make a credit card purchase, they look to see if you're male, female, or maybe they should make it non-declared. How about confused, right? Male, female, confused.
Questioning.
Non-committal. How's that? We can do that one, too. I'm not trying to make fun. I'm trying to... How do you actually make the comment that the supporters of the bill say that the non-binary marker would allow those who do not identify as either male or female to more easily navigate tasks of daily life? When did using a credit card become a problem because you were non-binary? Seriously. I've never even had anybody look at the signature on my credit card. So what are you talking about? I remember when they used to ask you for your license. When you had the credit card, they'd look at what was on your license, they'd look at your signature to see if it matched the one on the credit card or see if it matched the one on the receipt you were signing. All that's gone. But the bill is about more than convenience, says D. Scholl, who identifies as a gender fluid, meaning that gender identity varies over time, and uses the pronouns they and them for one person. Come on, think about that. They and them for one person. Tell me that they're not even making fun of the English language at that point. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean that. I do mean I appreciate your time with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and that kind of thing. So get involved. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can, there's live feed there, whole nine yards. We're talking about gender fluidity this hour. You know, people, it's funny, because I get emails from people that I hate gays, lesbians, transgenders, and non-traditional. And I say, no, you're just not being honest about it. You get on my case because I, as a Christian, supposedly don't believe in science or something like that. And yet, you throw biology out the window. You could care less about what DNA is. You could care less about any of that stuff, body parts or that. I'm supposed to go along with whatever you come up with. Even when you come up with pronouns like they and them for a singular person. They and them are plural. You don't get to change the English language as you see fit. You call yourself a they, I'm not going to do it. It's really that simple because, again, I'll tell you what, from a Christian point of view, that means you're possessed. How many of you are in there? You see them sitting over there in that chair? Them is possessed. You know, seriously, you want to be taken serious? Stop saying stupid stuff. It's liberating to be able to say yes, so says Deed Scholl, and he's fighting for the non-binary category. Scholl is a communications specialist for the Intersex Gender Queer Recognition Project, a California nonprofit that bills itself as the first organization in the United States solely focused on helping non-binary people correct their gender designation on government documents. It will take some Californians time to adapt to this, Scholl says. I'm not expecting miracles, but if I have an ID that accurately reflects who I am, then that's one less thing that I have to worry about. Under current law, anyone who wants to change a gender stated on official state identification documents, either from M to F or vice versa, must make a court appearance. Okay, so what? But what's wrong with that? Making sure it's official. And why do you get to make the courts or even the state crazy if you decide to change genders from month to month? They must also receive a doctor's note confirming that they are undergoing gender confirmation treatment of some kind. That means that transgender and gender nonconforming Californians must rely on availability and moral approval. What do you mean moral approval? You mean physical approval. Physical affirmation that you're making a change. Where's the morality in that? Just a change. A letter on their driver's license. You see how they do that? It's a big deal. It's a moral issue if you ask them to prove that they're changing genders. Right? But they want us to take their word for it, no matter what they put on their driver's license or birth certificate. Non-binary people, for whom neither letter applies, must petition the court directly and hope to find a sympathetic judge. Shouldn't have to work that way. It's either the law or it's not the law. You see what I mean? This is what gets crazy about this. There is no guidelines, foundation, nothing. You could be whatever you want, whenever you want, minute to minute, day to day, hour to hour. It makes no sense. No, seriously. This isn't a dig on transgenders. This isn't a dig on gender fluid type of people. This is just me saying it doesn't make any sense. You have no basis of fact on any of this. So, you know, we did a story tonight about the little boy that was dragged out of the principal's office because he called another boy who changed midway or towards the end of the first grade, went from male to female, was transitioning at first grade. I want you to hear that. I want that to dig in. Sink in deep. First grade. So the young man was brought in, but this was only after the teacher of the class tried to explain, listen up, to first graders what transgenderism was. Now, obviously, the two mothers that want to be outspoken are so in fear for their children and for themselves, think about this, that they actually now are doing interviews in dark shadow with their names changed. Isn't that cool? They have to be afraid. And it's so wrong. So giving Fox credit for this, was a Fox News interview with the two moms. And let me see if I can pull this up and actually play it. We'll do my best.
The teacher taught her kindergartners a lesson about being transgender because one of the young students was transitioning. The lesson upset some parents who say that they really would have appreciated a little heads up.
That's terrible. Why would parents want a heads up when somebody else is trying to teach their child something that they may not grasp? But I want you to hear. See, we're the neophytes. We're the cavemen. We're the ones that are stuck in the 50s, and we should be open to all of this stuff because it makes so much sense. And it doesn't matter how our kids feel. We're told, see, this is why I keep telling you Democrats, you want us to understand. I'll never understand. I'll never understand your legislators telling us that if my little girl, my 12, 13, 14 little girl, is upset because she's in the shower at school or she's in the girl's room at school and a guy whips out his thing because he identifies as a female to go to the bathroom and she's horrified, she's the bad person. You guys are lunatics. You have this 180 degrees from reality. And if anybody else, see, if we make you feel bad, we're ogres. If you make us feel bad, what are we? We're prudes. We're backwards. You're not going to win. You are creating more enemies there than you are allies, which is why I say, keep doing it the way you're doing it. You're doing a great job.
That this was going to happen in the classroom and that it left their children upset, some of them, and confused about all of this because they are 5 years old.
And some people have already said, well, if their parents had dealt with them and told them about it and helped them with it, they wouldn't be so confused. They are five. They don't even know what colors go together. They have no clues to what male or female means or what it means to feel male or female. This is you forcing them to grow up, forcing something on them that they don't deserve.
For her part, the teacher says that she meant no harm.
What I will share over and over again is how proud I was of my students. It was never my intent to harm any student, only to support them through a difficult situation.
So,
all right. Maybe she had no other agenda. Okay, maybe she saw the confusion in everybody's face. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay, she is a teacher. They're not all wicked. And maybe she was just trying to make it right, but where she screwed up big time was not going to the parents first. I'm sorry, the parents still have a right to bring up their kids the way they want to, whether you like it or not.
This has caused a sharp divide within this community. My next guests have children at this school, and they're so fearful about retribution in their community for not being okay with this that they have asked us to disguise their faces and their names. So for the purpose of this interview, we will call them Marianne and Susan. So Marianne is...
See, they had to change their names. Right? They had to change their names. It's wrong. The left is so bullying the right. See, they're the first to tell us how we're bullying them. But they don't see that they're doing it. They don't care, I don't believe.
Susan, welcome. I can't believe that we live in a world where not being okay with this has put you in such a difficult situation that you can't show your face. I think that says a world about what we're talking about here. So, Susan, tell everybody what your experience was with your child. She was read a book about transgender. A child in the class is transitioning, wants to be seen as a girl now. What was her reaction when she came home that night?
So, I have grandchildren. I wouldn't want the school telling my grandchildren buckus about sex, sexual orientation, any of that stuff without my permission. They don't have a right to do that. How about we get back to reading, writing, arithmetic, math, so we're not 47th in the world when it comes to math and science. Right? Got to know genders. And off the bat, add or subtract. They're whacked. We'll be right back.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. And I want you to do a million things. I want you to pay attention to what's going on around you. I want you to know what you can slash need to do to make a difference. A difference in your life, your party, your country. I almost hate mentioning party. Really. I mean, not sincerely. It makes me nuts. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563 if you want to be involved. But a couple of parents were at that school where the little boy, I don't know if I have it backwards, but he's either transitioning from boy to girl or girl to boy. First grade comes in, makes a change. Some of the kids can't get used to it, or they're not getting used to it. They're working it through. You know, it takes little kids a while to figure things out. You know what I'm saying? except when it comes to sexual identity. Then in which case, we expect them to know it overnight. We expect them to know everything about it, to be mature about it, to understand what's going on, right? We have no tolerance in that area. The fact that, you know, we're 47th in science and math across the world, supposed to be one of the greatest nations, greatest education, all this garbage that we're told. This is just nuts. But with all that said, the only thing we could do is we need to force these kids to understand what gender fluidity is all about. And then I have two parents, or these two parents that were being interviewed, they had to disguise their voices. They had to disguise their name. Because now it's got to the point where if you're on the right, you object to something, you're just a neophyte, a jerk, a bigot, a homophobe, a something-ism, whatever. If you're on the left and you push back, then you're righteous. You're fighting the righteous battle. Because you're always right and we're always wrong. This poor child that the teachers and other demeaned was freaking out when she got home. But we don't care about that child. Right? So it's not equality for all children. It's only equality for certain kinds of children and certain groups. And they wonder why Americans are so mad. And I know this child is an American, but my point is you shove everything down the American throat. We have to accept refugees. We have to accept illegals. We have to accept all this stuff because you're telling us that you're so self-righteous. Well, you're not. You guys on the far left that are pushing this hard, you're going to get bit. Now, I'm not talking about violence against you, but you're going to get bit. You're going to see how much the people in America are not in line with your way of thinking, and violence isn't going to make it better. You're going to start the civil war that you don't want. I want you to hear what they did to this poor girl.
We were not told about the book or anything by the school. I actually had to interview my 5-year-old about what happened in class because when I asked the teacher, she told me that I had to ask my daughter. Mm. And so we were still confused about what had actually happened, but we did find out that the book I Am Jazz was read. And so a couple nights after, my daughter was taking a bath and she got up out of the water and her hair was slicked back and she saw a reflection of herself in the drain in the bathroom. And she started shaking and crying because she thought that she looked like a boy. And she was like, Mommy, I don't want to be a boy. I turned into a boy, Mommy. I don't want to be a boy. Mm-hmm. And it was watching.
Did you hear that? So if the teacher did such a great job explaining this, this girl wouldn't have been petrified, number one. Number two is it's proof positive. She's not the only one. If it's just the one, as the left would say, if there's one, there's 100 behind her, right? Why are they doing this to our children? And I'll step in and say one more thing. Why are you allowing them to do this to your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews? Why are you allowing this? This kid was petrified because nobody fully explained to her what was going on with the child. And you know what? The mother now needs to sit down with her and explain to her the realities of science and what that child thinks and what it was told by a teacher that it's supposed to trust. This is damaging. This is wrong. This is bad. And irritating, too.
Her go through that I realized that this lesson that was taught to my child was not a lesson about acceptance or love. It was a lesson that caused her to have a lot of fear and confusion, and she was actually taught that she could turn into the opposite sex, and that is what really troubled me. I really wish that I had had the opportunity to talk to her about this first, and even the opportunity to opt out and maybe keep her home for the day if they had to discuss
I mean, obviously you should have that choice.
Yeah, opting out is no longer. They play a game now. And here's the game. If they put it under health, you can't opt out. If they put it under sex ed, then you can opt out. So they break it up. And now they put a lot of this training under health, so you cannot opt out of it. All right? And this is your fault. You're sending these legislators that are doing these crazy things. You're allowing the local officials that you're electing to do these crazy things. It's wrong. It's bad. and it's wrong. Listen to the next mom.
And they should have told the parents. Apparently the policy is that if they're going to talk about sex, they have to let the parents know. But if they're talking about gender identity, they can hide that from you and not share that with you. So Marianne, your daughter made the grave mistake, you say, of calling this child, and nobody wishes any ill on this poor child and what they're going through, but she called him by the wrong name, right, and got in trouble?
Yes, that is correct. She saw the child on the playground, and she said hi to the name that they had gone to school together the entire last year.
Mm-hmm. Now, look at, in reality, he's known this kid for a year and a half. The two little people knew them. They've been, you know, playing with each other, playing in the playground. I don't want that to sound nasty. It's not what I meant. But they've been playing around with each other and all the other kids. So they got to know this person by a certain name, by a certain gender. They didn't even know the gender. All they knew was a little boy, which didn't really mean anything to them anyhow. But then we make a big deal of it. Then we make like it's the end of the world, right? And look at what this one issue is doing, because it was handled incorrectly. And not necessarily because the teacher did it wrong, because the children can't grasp it any more than these child psychologists saying these young kids can't grasp the fact that they're not the gender that they are. At 5 and 6, they don't have the reasoning ability to do that.
And he had one name for kindergarten. And then he was reintroduced at the end of the school year by a new name, a girl name. And she is, though she's not in his class this year, they saw each other on the playground, and she ran up and said hi to him by the name she knows him as. And she was reprimanded on the spot. And then later that day, she was actually pulled out of her classroom and sent to the principal's office to discuss what had happened.
The school says she was not reprimanded. Student B was not punished or disciplined in any way.
Now, before she gets into this, and I heard her say this the first time, I'm thinking to myself, any time, not a high school kid, but any time a young child, an elementary school child, gets called into the principal's office, that is a traumatic experience. Unless you tell them on the front end that they're going in and getting an award or plaque or piece of candy or something. But when you send a child to the principal's office with a look on your face and you know that you might have done something wrong, I'm sorry, that's a reprimand. That's a punishment. It's a mental punishment, if nothing else. And I've been to the principal's office enough time to know.
Student and the principal simply had a conversation, like conversations that would happen. Did she feel that she was reprimanded?
Absolutely. I met with the principal following the incident. She again said that she was not reprimanded. She was not punished in any way. I disagree. I mean, I agree that she wasn't formally punished, but to a small child to get pulled out of class.
Yeah. Oh, you feel like all eyes are on.
Hey, what I tell you? And I'm 107, and I know that.
Yeah, you're in trouble. Absolutely. Office. I'm almost out of time. Susan, I want to ask you a quick question. What's the response been from other parents who don't feel the way that you do? Why are you not allowed to speak out and show your face?
I think that this is a really polarizing issue, and people want to make it about a specific group of people, and that's really not what it's about. It's really about, I think any parent would want the right to know what their children are learning in school and the right to be notified if topics of anything like
of
sexuality
course.
Or
it's
any other
sense.
Controversial issue is talked about.
Yeah.
You know what? Who can argue with that? Who can argue with, I just want to know what you're teaching my kids. If it's out of the ordinary, if it wasn't in the original curriculum, I have a right to know. Let's get something straight. Unlike what a lot of the Dems believe, a hardcore left Dem, because I know a lot of great Democrats that don't believe this way. They're my kids. You don't have that right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't please go fight. Not physically. Get out there and make a difference. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.